My guest at this time is Tennessee Republican Congressman and Dr. Phil Rowe. He is also a member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. We want to get his reaction today to Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert McDonald comparing waiting times for veterans through the VA system with tourists waiting in lines to get on rides at Disneyland. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks very much for having me on. I was very disappointed. I like Secretary McDonald. I think he's working hard, but I think his choices of analogies was just atrocious. And the reason I say that is, I mean, he's run a big multinational corporation, and obviously the VA is an organization that's there to provide health care for our nation's heroes and veterans. And to compare waiting for a doctor's appointment where your life may be in balance to a ride at a theme park, Disneyland or Dollywood in my district is ridiculous. There's no analogy. Maybe he was trying to be funny, I don't know, but it wasn't a joke. And if it was, it was a very poor one and very bad taste.
Here's the exact quote. This was at a breakfast for the Christian Science Monitor on Monday morning. We should point out that Congressman and Dr. Rowe is also a member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Here's the quote from the secretary. When you got to Disney, do they measure the number of hours you wait in line? Or what's important? What's important is what's your satisfaction with the experience? And what I would like to move to eventually is that kind of measure. So he's trying to obviously improve the experience. Do you think he just said it awkwardly, or do you think that they still just don't get it?
I think they don't get it. I think part of the experience is getting in. I mean, look, I practiced medicine for 31 years before I ran for Congress, and part of it was being sure that your patients could have access to you, and if they didn't have access to you, you could not provide care for them, and that's the whole purpose of having a VA is to provide care. So it is part of the experience. Sure, I agree. Where I have a veterans hospital a mile from where I live in Johnson City, Tennessee, and most of the patients you talk to there, the veterans you talk to there, are very pleased with their experience. But part of that is getting in. And either he still doesn't understand how important that is to be able to see patients timely, because if you can do that, many times you can head off very expensive medical treatments or even fatal complications of disease by catching things earlier. So having a veteran wait weeks and months to get in increases costs and increases the severity of their illness in most cases.
Congressman, it was almost exactly 2 years ago that this scandal broke, and at that time we eventually saw the forced resignation of Secretary Shinseki, which led to the hiring and the confirmation of Secretary McDonald. In the intervening 2 years, are things better, and if so, how much?
I think they are better, and I think part of it, I'll give Chairman Miller at the VA credit for a lot of that. We've done an amazing amount of oversight during the last 2 years, and we still need to do a lot more because there's a lot not working. But there are a lot of good people in the VA system that work every day trying to take good care of patients. I know many of them in my hometown that truly do feel it's a privilege to work at a VA, but it's a huge bureaucracy. My goodness. I mean, when I found out at a hearing the other day that they have 32,000 people scheduling patients, not seeing patients, but scheduling patients, and they can't even get that done. That gets frustrating. And the other thing that our listeners, I want them to hear, I got to Congress in 2009. We were spending about, this is all VA care, this is cemeteries, disability, and health care, about $97 billion. For the taxpayers out there, when you hear we don't spend enough money, they are now providing almost $180 billion. It's almost double since I've been in the Congress in the last 8 years. The money is there. That there's enough money to meet the needs of the veterans that are seeking care at the VA. It's how you manage it. And what's happened is the bureaucracy has gotten bigger. They have 325 or 30,000 employees at the VA. When I got to the U.S. Congress again in 2009, not that long ago, there were 250,000 employees, which was an enormous number then. But it's even gotten much bigger, and I hope that the veteran experience would be good. We certainly are providing the resources to do that, but again, part of the experience is being able to get in and see a doctor or a health care provider of some type, whether it's an audiologist or physical therapist or dentist or whatever.
As you well know, and as you've certainly experienced with the VA system and monitoring it over the past several years here, Congressman, just appropriating the money doesn't necessarily solve the problem. So what are the keys to really cutting through all this bureaucracy and actually making sure that these veterans get the care that they have coming to them?
I think, for me personally, I think there are two things you can do. One is you've got to be sure that you have an absolute superstar at each VA medical center, the 154 VA medical centers in the United States, director. It's just like a good school. A good school, you'll never have a good school without a good principal. You're not going to have a good VA medical center without a good healthcare director. And two, I think you've got to give more choice, true choice, to veterans. In other words, I had to go out each day and see patients, and if I didn't earn their trust and so forth and didn't provide the services they needed, they could vote with their feet. They could just leave. Veterans get trapped in a system, and literally to escape it with a veteran's choice card, we've held I can't tell you how many hearings on trying to make that fiasco better. And what you need to do is give the veteran needs a true choice card, just like a health care card, and if they're not getting the services they need, they need to be able to vote with their feet. And when you do that, the VA has to respond to market forces exactly like I did. The VA will get better. And I hear the veteran service organizations all the time, we want the VA here. And I agree with them. We do. But it's got to be a VA that's responsive to veterans. That's what their whole mission is. It's not to make the bureaucracy work. It's to make it work for veterans.
And lastly, the choice card does exist now. It's obviously early on. But what are you hearing from veterans who have taken that option? Are they satisfied with their new choices?
Yeah, once they do like it. If they can get it to work. But let me explain the easiest thing I ever did in 30 years plus of practicing medicine was make somebody an appointment. That's not real hard. You don't have to go to school to do that. It's simple. The VA made that when you got a choice card and the doctor decided you needed an appointment, you had to go out front and meet with somebody there. They sent that information to the Washington, which then sent it to TriWest in our part of the country, which is out in Arizona. And if there was any misinformation along the way, the process started all over again. It was ridiculous. They have streamlined that. Now, we did point out how bad. So the central control any bureaucracy has is bad. You need to regionalize it and put the control down local as much as you can to local hospital administrators. That's why I said one of the keys is a great administrator at the hospital. They'll just cut through and then give them some flexibility to do some things different in Johnson City that they would do, say, in Los Angeles, because those are two different communities. They're not the same.
Last few seconds here, sir. In addition to, I'm sure, hoping that the secretary publicly acknowledges that it wasn't the best choice of analogies today, what do you hope to hear from him to indicate to you that he, quote-unquote, does get it?
I think we will hear from him on this, because I believe the blowback, I don't think he intended. He wouldn't necessarily go out. I know Bob McDonald. He wouldn't necessarily go out to create himself problems. I think he was just, my guess, it was a very poor choice of words. And I think the secretary's worked very hard to try to make things work. But it's clear if he actually meant this, that he doesn't get it. But I hopefully that's wrong. I hopefully it's just a very bad choice of verbiage.
Congressman, thank you very much for your time, sir, and happy Memorial Day to you.
Thanks, and you too also.
Thank you, sir. Tennessee Republican Congressman and Dr. Phil Rowe represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.